It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Feel free to send any of your candidates that didn't make it through the primary to Illinois. We'll take whatever we can get because anything's better than what we got.
The latest listener comment there from the comment line this morning, and you can get to this on the Odyssey app if you listen to us on the app, right by the 97.1 picture there. There's a little microphone button. You can record up to a 60-second message and then hit the send button, and it will pop into our computer here. We're going to filter them first, but we are going to listen, I promise, and we're going to play a bunch of them back on the air. It's brand new starting today, so that's what you're hearing this morning from some of the people out there listening. Thank you for that. Yeah, Illinois could definitely use the help, for sure. Well, congratulations, by the way, to Republican Lieutenant Governor candidate Dave Wasinger. We've got him on the phone this morning, and I'm sure he had a late night last night. David, congratulations.
Mark, I thank you. And again, a lot of it, it was a close race. You were kind enough to endorse me. You may have put us over the finish line. So thank you. First and foremost, thank you for endorsing my candidacy for Lieutenant Governor. We're excited. It was a very late night. And I'm an early bird, early to bed, early to rise guy. And I was up way past my bedtime last night, but it was fun.
Me too. I would agree with that. So here's, my question. I asked Bob Onder. I had him on earlier. And the same thing with sort of Congressional District 3. The fact that St. Charles County didn't come in until so late, those were the exact votes you needed to put you over the top, right?
Exactly right. If you look, from St. Louis up to my hometown of Hannibal, we ran the board on that just all the way from here. St. Charles was big for Bob and me. Bob called me last night about midnight, and he and I were comparing notes. And, St. Charles was huge. So we were both very, very pleased. We love the people in St. Charles County, Missouri. Let's leave it at that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so what happens next, David? I mean, obviously, I don't know what you have to do to prepare to be lieutenant governor. I know that you'll have a huge impact as the leader of the Senate in that role, right? What would you like to do when you get there?
Well, Mark, we will first need to win in November, yes. But we feel optimistic we'll do that. Assuming we win in November, I ran on the platform, we need big conservative beliefs being across the finish line in the state of Missouri, and I don't think that's being done. I think Jefferson City is being ruled by the lobbyists and special interest. I'm going to be looking out for Missourians, not for the lobbyists and special interest. I won this thing taking, the establishment and the swamp on, and I intend on fighting for Missourians, and that includes getting these big conservative issues across the finish line as president of the Missouri Senate and as Missouri's next lieutenant governor.
What's your reaction to Mike Kehoe winning the nomination for governor? Because, of course, he's the more moderate candidate between Ashcroft and Igel.
I'm an outsider, so I know Mike Kehoe just in passing. He would, if we went to a cocktail hour, he would come up and exchange pleasantries with me, and I would do likewise. I've met Mike Kehoe for probably 10 to 15 minutes. He and I know one another. So and we've had pleasant dealings in our very brief dealings. So I hope Mike Kehoe, assuming he's the governor, is going to also working to put these big conservative beliefs across the finish line. I think Mike and I'll get along great.
Yeah. I wondered about that because somebody told me last night that, as lieutenant governor, you can have an influence over what's going on in the Senate. And I've covered the legislature a lot the last 4 or 5 years as a talk show host. I don't remember hearing a lot from Mike Kehoe during the legislative session. So I don't know if he's going to be more active as governor, but from what I'm hearing from you, you plan to be more active as lieutenant governor.
Absolutely. Again, I didn't do this for my health. I'm running on very little sleep, and I'm running to improve Missouri to the extent we're not getting those big conservative ideas. I'm not going to be privy to these lobbyists and special interests, Mark. If they're not getting on, I'm going to be contacting your show and other shows and other Missourians saying, here's what's not getting done in Jefferson City. You need to talk to your these constituents, need to call their state senators, state representatives, but I am not going to become part of that Jefferson City swamp.
And what do you see the one or two big issues as? Would it be school choice? Is it IP reform? What would you push for?
There's a laundry list. You can go see what DeSantis has done in Florida. We can start with IP reform because we didn't get that done this last legislative session. The Missouri Constitution stands a good chance of being amended in November. So we overnight go from a pro-life state to a pro-abortion state because the supermajority of Republicans in the state legislature didn't get that number one priority done this past legislative session. That's this year. Abortions this year. Next year, if we don't get that done, Bloomberg and these other billionaires, these left-wing billionaires may be coming for our guns next year. So it's getting these big conservative ideas, getting rid of DEI throughout our state system, getting rid of it in our public schools and universities. So I want to fight for these big conservative beliefs that other states are getting done that Missouri doesn't seem to be getting done.
Well, we're looking forward to covering that as you move along there. David Wasinger, congratulations on your victory.
Thank you again, Mark, for the endorsement. You may have put me across the finish line, so lunch is on me next time we see one another.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, we'll talk soon. Appreciate that, Dave.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, it's good. See, I got a lunch out of it.
There you go. I'm going to tag along on that one if I get a free lunch out of it.
Absolutely.
It's interesting that he talks about how he really doesn't know Mike Kehoe other than a couple interactions here or there, that they would exchange pleasantries, but it's not like this career politician that you're kind of used to having where they work together in the House or the Senate, something like that.
And that's what you need in that position, I think. If you don't have somebody that goes in with a predisposition over how things have to work, they're more likely to shake the system up. And I hope David Wasinger is an agent of change when it comes to that in Jeff City. We could certainly use it. I know Denny Hoskins will be as Secretary of State, assuming he wins in November, which is likely for most of these Republican statewide candidates. All right, coming up, we will talk to our buddy Charles Payne from the Fox Business Network, see what's going on in this stock market and this economy. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.